Sidious stood to his full height, glaring. It was Plagueis who criticized the early efforts of his apprentice, and who once choked him in a demonstration of his superiority. Plagueis, who denigrated him in private for hiring an inept assassin to carry out the murder of Senator Kim, and yet who allowed himself to be tricked by the Grand and nearly killed by mercenaries. Plagueis, who turned away from the Grand Plan to focus entirely on himself in an egotistical quest for immortality. Plagueis, who had the temerity to criticize his apprentice for having inculcated too much pride in the assassin he had trained. Plagueis, who attempted to turn his equally powerful apprentice into a messenger and mere intermediary. And Plagueis, who watched in secret while his apprentice tasked their true intermediary to reveal the reborn Sith to the galaxy. Sidious paused, then in derision added, Plagueis the Wise, who in his time truly was, except at the end, trusting that the rule of two had been superseded and failed to realize that he would not be excused from it. Plagueis the Wise, who forged the most powerful Sith Lord the galaxy has ever known, and yet who forgot to leave a place for himself. Whose pride never allowed him to question that he would no longer be needed. Still struggling for breath, Plagueis managed to stand, but only to collapse back onto the couch, knocking a statue from its perch. Sidious moved in, his hands upraised to deliver another bolt, his expression arctic enough to chill the room. A force storm gathered over the couch, spreading out in concentric rings to wash over Sidious and hurl objects to all corners. In the center of it, Plagueis' form became anamorphic, then resumed shape as the storm began to wane. Sidious's eyes bored into the Mune's. How often you said that the old order of Bane had ended with the death of your master. An apprentice no longer needs to be stronger, you told me, merely more clever. The era of keeping score, suspicion, and betrayal was over. Strength is not in the flesh, but in the force. He laughed. You lost the game on the very first day you chose to train me to rule by your side, or better still, under your thumb. Teacher, yes, and for that I will be eternally grateful. But master? Never. Sidious peered at Plagueis through the Force. Oh, yes. By all means, gather your midichlorians, Plagueis. He held his thumb and forefinger close together. Try to keep yourself alive while I choke the life out of you. Plagueis gulped for air and lifted an arm toward him. There's the rub, you see, Sidious said in a philosophical tone. All the ones you experimented on, killed and brought back to life, they were little more than toys. Now, though, you get to experience it from their side, and look what you discover. In a body that is being denied air, in which even the Force is failing, your own midichlorians can't accomplish what you're asking of them. Hatred stained Sidious's eyes. I could save you, of course, return you from the brink as you did Venomous. I could retask your body to repair the damage already done to your lungs, your hearts, your aged brain, but I'll do no such thing. The idea here is not to drag you back at the last moment, but to bring you to death's door and shove you through to the other side. Sidious sighed. A tragedy, really, for one so wise. One who could oversee the lives and deaths of all beings, except himself.